I'm curious if we have any high school or college graduates here this evening. Just a show of hands. Don't be shy. I'm not going to embarrass you. Do we have some high school or college graduates? Okay, great. We have a few. So congratulations on that for all of your great work that you've put in over these past years. I had the opportunity to attend or take part in a couple graduations over this past couple weeks. One of my favorite things is just chatting with graduates and hearing all of the different things that they're doing with their lives in the next step. Some of you may be going on to a four-year college at different parts of the United States. Some of you might be sticking around a little bit closer, maybe going to a community college, which is a wise decision also. Some I've met have been doing something of a gap year, maybe taking some time to travel or even engage in some mission work, or others might be going off and deciding to enter into the workforce. In any case, graduation is always a time to reflect on mission. What's the next step for our lives? And so graduation is really more of a commencement, more of a commissioning, whatever we're doing, maybe even if we don't have the best idea what's down the road, there is a sense of mission that we have. And it can be a good time for all of us to reflect on our mission in the church, because the church is on perpetual mission. And this is what Pentecost is about. Not just a one-time sending, but a continual, perpetual mission. It's been said that the church doesn't just have a mission, but God's mission has a church. God sends his people out on mission. And so Pentecost is really a feast of God's commencement exercises for his disciples. Something tells me that they skipped out on senior week after Pentecost. But the Lord sends them out on their mission. Maybe a little bit of trepidation, some excitement, some fear, some nervousness, but the Lord pours out this great gift of the Holy Spirit, which will accompany them on every step of the way. And so Pentecost is a reminder for us each year that the church is on perpetual mission. The Lord sends them out with this great gift of the Holy Spirit. There's an image of the Trinity that's used by the great early church father, bishop and doctor, Saint Irenaeus, for the Trinity. And he describes the Trinity as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit being the two hands of God. Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the Father as the Word, and the Holy Spirit is the left hand of the Father, who is wisdom for us. And so Pentecost is the sign of when God, the Trinity, the Father, has with the Son and the Holy Spirit gathered all of his children together, together in that upper room, and the Lord embraces them, the Father embraces them. In the same way, this is how our commissioning happens as the church. The Father, through all of the work of Jesus, has gathered his children, and then wraps us up with the Holy Spirit, and God the Father looks at us, holding us in both his hands, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and says to us, I love you, and I forgive you. What an image we have from Saint Irenaeus for Pentecost, that the Lord holds us in his arms and gives us that one embrace, maybe goodbye, like a parent sending their child off to college and then sends them out into the world on their next steps, their mission in life. We know that life is hard. Life can be hard, and that's part of what it means to be a human being, is to accept our mission in life from God, being sent out whatever journey or pathway we take, but always accompanied by that gift of the Father, the Holy Spirit, so that the Father holds us in his hands and says, I love you and I forgive you. We need those two words in our hearts for our mission, because when life gets hard, we might need to be reminded that I am loved, that the Father does love me. And because the mission is hard, sometimes we stumble and fall, and we need to be forgiven. And so this is the great gift that the Father pours out upon the apostles in this upper room. The Holy Spirit of his love, the Holy Spirit which gives us forgiveness. When we encounter the apostles in our reading from the Gospel of John, we hear this little detail that the room that they were in was locked. There was something locked still about their future. Maybe they felt a little bit too tied down to the things in their past. It's an image of being closed off to what the Lord has. But with the Holy Spirit, those doors become unlocked so that the church can go joyfully out into the world to proclaim the mission of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So whatever we might be holding back to, whatever might feel locked in our life, know that the Holy Spirit is given to us not to trap us in the past, but to unlock our futures, so that we can follow the Lord bravely wherever he leads us.